This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for Wednesday afternoon, the 26th day of April. We're now joined by Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, I see the rain is going to come. Where and how much and for how long?
Well, our first wave of many is going to work through the heart of Illinois as we go forward through this afternoon and into the evening hours. We will see some strong to severe thunderstorms occurring. It's a pretty good chance that the region from Arkansas through the heart of Illinois into northwest and west central parts of Indiana into western Michigan and eastern Wisconsin will be the area that gets the most significant rainfall. And we'll expect to see some of the total amounts of precipitation to run 1 to 3 inches in this corridor. There could be a couple of counties not too far from St. Louis that will get more than 4 inches of rain from this event alone. And this is just the first one. We will see another opportunity for rain coming up here as we go deeper into the weekend. The next wave will be somewhat broken up. It's not likely to be a real substantial soaker, but this will occur on Friday going into early Saturday morning. And then we'll see the precipitation become more intense again as we go into Saturday afternoon and Sunday, and that's when we get clobbered with the most substantial rains. And we will see, again, some 2 to 4 and 5 inch amounts possibly across the region from Missouri into the heart of Illinois and up into Michigan. The storm system will not even clear the region until we get to sometime early Monday morning. And so it's going to be a pretty stormy, sloppy mess. And if you are in a low-lying area, you should be prepared for some flood conditions. And we'll probably have to get out and replant some of these fields in those low-lying areas as well.
It's an awful lot of rainfall, and producers would like to be able to get back into the field. It takes some time, a little wind, and a lot of heat to make that happen. But I think it's just the first in a whole series that might be coming. Is that right or wrong?
Yeah, no, that's right. We'll get the big system out of the way on Monday, and then we'll have another weak system coming in on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. And it's behind that event that we'll probably see a better opportunity for some drying to occur. So by the end of next week, we'll be ready to long before we actually get to that point, but we'll actually see some drying conditions occurring across the region at the end of next week. And there's going to be a fairly strong ridge of high pressure building over western North America at the end of next week, and we're hoping that it will work its way eastward as we go into that first weekend in May, and maybe we'll finally get a little break.
Check a couple of other places for me. First, the hard red winter wheat crop, how bad is this going to be for that? Then probably ought to check the second crop corn in South America, Brazil in particular, and maybe a tad on China if there's anything worthwhile.
All right. Well, in the hard red winter wheat country, there certainly will be widespread precipitation out there as well over these next few days. And probably the most significant weather that's going to happen is it's going to snow like crazy in parts of southeastern and east central Colorado and northwestern parts of the Texas Panhandle. This occurs Friday night into Saturday. Pretty significant snow, anywhere from 8 to maybe 12 inches will accumulate in some of that region, be real stressful for livestock, along with the cold rain that will occur further to the east. But from a wheat perspective, most of this rain shouldn't be very harmful, and the snow either. But we are a little concerned about it getting cold behind it. There shouldn't be any threatening cold temperatures, though, at least through the first half of next week. And then in South America, Brazil, second season corn is set up to run perfectly into mid-May without any problems. They've got plenty of moisture around right now, one more round of rain coming up, and then it should be drier for a while, but they've got subsoil moisture that will carry them through mid-May, and they should have good yields. China, I think the situation there looks pretty good right now. Most of the key crop areas will be planted over the next several weeks, and we will find a pretty good mix of weather prevailing for them as well.
Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.